Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, do you sometimes feel like you don't have the strength to stand? Some call it the inner fortitude to do what you need to do, to face what you've got to face. You have a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. And His presence in you, the Holy Spirit, will strengthen you. And I want to give you scriptures today about that. I want you to look, first of all, at Romans 5. I'm going to begin reading and read some of this out of the Amplified. The Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, since we are justified, that is, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Through Him also we have our access, entrance, introduction, by faith into this grace, state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exult and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing," now listen to this, "knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance. And endurance, that is fortitude, develops maturity of character, approved faith and tried integrity, and character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation." Let me read on just a little bit. It says, "Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. While we were yet in weakness, powerless to help ourselves, at the fitting time Christ died for in behalf of the ungodly." So let's look at this. He's saying here, rejoice when you're going through some difficult times, because this kind of pressure, affliction, hardship, as it's put in the Amplified, produces that unswerving endurance or fortitude that ends up maturing your character. A lot of us would like to be powerful or do great things for the kingdom of God, but yet, when a little trouble comes our way, we fall away because we just don't have the strength to endure it. Well, I'll tell you what the secret is. It's having the one within you that gives you the ability to endure, and that is the Holy Spirit. And every time you are obedient to His voice and endure hardship, He strengthens you. You see, without the Holy Spirit within, hardship can just break down and you have no ability to spring back from it, or definitely not to grow through it. But because we have the Holy Spirit within us, when we obey and we endure hardship, the Holy Spirit strengthens us through that. You know, I think the way that works is because as more of our will is submitted, as we find out we can't do it, as we get to the point of despair so that we're willing to fully accept the Savior that we need, that the Holy Spirit takes control of more of our being, and in doing so, has caused us to be strengthened. But what do a lot of us do? We get offended, we turn away, we don't endure, and so we continue to restrict the flow of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let's look at Psalm 8:2, and this is also in the Amplified. It says, "Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger." And the New King James Version of that says, "Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies." To get a better insight of what that scripture means, Jesus Himself referenced this in Matthew 21:15. Says, "And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that He did, and the boys and the girls and the youths and the maidens crying out in the porches and courts of the temple, 'Hosanna! Oh, be propitious, graciously inclined to the Son of David,' they were indignant. And they said to Him, 'Do you hear what they are saying?' And Jesus replied to them, Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants you have made or provided perfect praise? And that's the way that that is translated in the Old King James, where it says, shown forth strength, show forth praise. They are interchangeable in the context of what we have to say concerning Jesus Christ. When we speak of Him, when we recognize who He is, we are strengthened. Because in recognizing who He is and submitting to Him, we are strengthened because of His presence inside of us. Psalm 18, beginning with verse 1, and this is the Amplified. I love you fervently and devotedly, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my keen and firm strength, in whom I will trust and take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. Look at Psalm 27, beginning with verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. The strength of the Lord, that's in what you're confident. It's not in your own strength. The interesting thing about the way the Spirit works in our lives to provide strength, when you look at things in the world that are made by man, you can often determine for what use they have been made by looking at the structure or the thickness of the material with which they've been made, as to whether they're going to, in terms of containers, hold something that is easy to hold, easily contained, or something that it takes great strength to contain. The good thing about you, the good thing about me, is that when Christ comes into us, as we are obedient to Him, He strengthens us for the work that we need to do. So it isn't that we have to start off with strength so that we may be vessels of the Holy Spirit. It's rather that we start off with weakness. What does that mean? Understanding our inability to do what we need to do, so that we totally submit to our Savior and Lord, and we're totally responsive and obedient to the Holy Spirit. This is what the Apostle Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians 12:9. If you back up a bit, I know you're probably familiar with this, but let's begin at verse 7. He says, and to keep me from being puffed up and too much elated by the exceeding greatness, preeminence of these revelations, there was given to me a thorn, a splinter in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to rack and buffet and harass me, to keep me from being excessively exalted. Three times I called upon the Lord and besought Him about this, and begged that it might depart from me. But He said to me, my grace, my favor and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, that is, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves more effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ the Messiah may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. Let's read on through verse 10. He says, so for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am truly strong, able, powerful in divine strength. When we recognize our inability along with recognizing His ability, that's where true strength comes, as Christ grows inside of me and makes me a strong vessel. Because of what I contain. Not a strong vessel so that I can contain, but what I am containing makes me strong as I am obedient to the voice of Jesus Christ. Psalm 29, verse 11 in the Amplified says, the Lord will give unyielding and impenetrable strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Do you need strength today? Are there things that you're going to have to face, or maybe you're facing now, that seem more than you're able to bear? That's fine. Admit before the Lord, I cannot do this. But then add with that what the Lord showed me that I've brought to you so many times, to say, Lord, I can't, but you can, and I'm willing. What does that mean? I can't in my own strength, but I know you can do all things, and I'm willing for you to do this through me. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that when we recognize our weakness and we know our limitation and inability, that you lift us up and you strengthen us in the inner person by way of your Spirit dwelling within us. Lord, help us to endure hardship by the strength of your Spirit that is working in us. And Lord, help us to endure to the end and not faint. Lord, we know that you do the work in us and we're willing for you to do it. We can't in our own ability do it. We know that you can do all things, and we're willing for you to use our lives so that you will manifest yourself through us to do what we cannot do. I thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, it doesn't matter how you feel. If you don't feel strength, that's just your flesh. Look at Jesus, submit to him, and he will do what you cannot do. I'm praying for you.